Brother Jerry's went on some good ground tonight. There's something about getting on good ground, you know. You plow in the garden and the ground's good and everything, makes you just want to pull your shoes off and get your feet down in the dirt there a little bit and kind of bounce around. That's what it feels like up here tonight. It feels like we're on some good ground. We're going to be reading out of Ephesians chapter 5. That's what I'm going to start off with out of chapter 11. Gotcha's on that one, good. I want y'all to keep this in mind. This is just real quick out of Luke chapter 11, about the 33rd verse. No man, when he had lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is in the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, the body is also full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part of dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of the candle doth give light. I want y'all just kind of hold your finger there and just think on that just a little bit as we begin to read over in Ephesians chapter 5. Y'all just bow your head just for a second. Father, just come before you, Lord. I want to thank you for the day that you've given us, Lord. Just ask the message to go where it needs to go, Lord. And you just fill us up with your knowledge and the wisdom, Lord. And you just fill us up with the Holy Spirit. And let the message go, Lord. And let it come back to you as you see fit. All the things giving you all the praise and glory for it all. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, and proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done to them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but as understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now here, last week, and over the last couple of weeks of listening to what's been going on around, you know, the church, you know, the messages and stuff that's been going out, seems that we're talking about walking a little bit closer with the Lord, you know. If you're saved tonight, I want you to raise your hand. Amen. Amen. It's a good feeling, ain't it? Would you like a closer walk with God? I think everybody would. This has been one of the things that's really been on my mind for quite a while, is about that walk with God. You begin over in Genesis and stuff, and you read about the prophets, how close they truly walked with the Lord and everything, how they talked with God. And it's funny whenever you begin to read the Bible and you begin to learn of God, and you learn how He does things and how He moves and how much love He has inside of us. Know that, you know, He wants to walk with us also. Whenever you read about the Garden of Eden and everything, God used to walk in the garden. Whenever He created Adam, He loved conversing with Adam. He would bring the animals before Adam there just to see what Adam would call them. And that's what they are called to this day. That's how close that God wants to get to you. Amen. Now, because of the sin in the Garden of Eden, that there was a space that was put in between us and God. Well, whenever Christ died on Calvary, was hung on the cross and bled, whenever He arose the third day from the tomb, praise God, that space is done away with. Amen. We can once again
walk with God if we will let Him. If we will open up our minds and open up our hearts, we can have that closeness with the living God. Now, whenever you become a Christian, that space is gone. Amen? Y'all with me? That means that you have begun your walk with God. And whenever I say God, I'm meaning God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I want you all to understand that. I don't want no confusion or nothing like that. But whenever you got saved, you begin walking in light. Now here, whenever I preached last time, I talked about the darkness that's out here in this world. The darkness that we come face to face with sometimes, you know, in our lives. And what it does is, you know, you get a little bit down, you get a little bit depressed because maybe you're hitting a bump in the road. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe a loved one's passed away or financial situations or just whatever. But you'll let a little bit of that darkness in. And if you ain't careful, if you let that darkness in just a little bit, it's going to swallow you up. And folks, let me tell you something from experience. If you let just a little bit in, it will try its best to devour you. Yeah. It will turn your mind and thoughts away from God. It will start whispering the lies and stuff like that. Don't let nobody kid you. Satan's still out there, and he's going to throw every rock and pebble he can get at you to knock you off your horse to try to get you to turn your back on God. He don't want that closeness. He's jealous, don't you see? Because he can never have that again. He had it. He done what he done, and he lost every bit of it. And he's jealous is what it is, because we have that closeness with God. We have that chance to walk with Him once more in glory. That darkness is what I was talking about there. The depression, the things that, you know, people try to overcome with all these different ways. Folks, don't dwell on it. Don't let it ever enter in. Don't you start feeling down a little bit, surround yourself with some cheerful people. Of course, like I said, you know, last Sunday, sometimes, you know, every once in a while I just want to be mad, and I'll cross up my arms and I'll stick out my bottom lip real fair, and I'll say, I just want to be mad a little bit, you know. But you got to let go sometimes. You got to let go of that stuff and trust the Lord. You're going through stuff for a reason and a purpose. It's to build you up. It's to make you a little bit stronger. So whenever the devil does come and he starts throwing them same rocks back at you again, you've done been through it once. He didn't hurt you that time. Is he going to hurt you this time? No. God's with you. Amen?
Right.
Y'all with me?
Amen.
Are you sure? All right. I'll do it again if you want me to. Walk as children of light. Now, we got the darkness out of the way. Let's talk about that light a little bit. That's always a better place to be. Amen? Y'all with me?
Amen.
Whenever you start your walk with Christian life, you know, one of the greatest things that I find is whenever you first get saved, what's the very first thing you do? You start crying, you start calling everybody you can. Hey, guess what happened? I got saved.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at you cross-eyed and they say, huh? But you know, whenever Christ really gets inside of you, there's a change. There's a change, and all that darkness that was in your life is gone. Your light really shines right then. Man, it's a bright and everything. It blinds that darkness, I'm telling you. Whenever the night I got saved, 2:00 in the morning, I called my mom up, and I called my dad up, he answered the phone, and if y'all don't know my mom and dad, you gotta understand they've been praying for me for a long time. Mom passed away and everything, but that was one of her great joys. Nobody don't call the house unless there's something wrong. Dad answered the phone and he was like, what's the matter? I said, well, Dad, guess what? Well, what's the matter? He thought, you know, with the job I was doing, it was something bad. Oh, well, what? I got saved. Really? Sit there for a second. Then I could hear Mom say, what's the matter? He said, John got saved. Mom couldn't hear. And then neither one of us could hear for the rest of the night. I got to shout and praise God. And it's okay, I'll talk to you all in the morning. He's like, okay. That's what I'm saying. And if you are a child of God, whenever you hear somebody get saved, you can feel it in here. You feel that joy start on the table. Because you know that once you was in death, you're not in death no more. And you know somebody else that was in death, you know, the walking dead, the zombies, you know, that we were talking about and stuff. They're not a zombie no more. They're a child of light. They're a child of God. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Walk as children of light. Now, you've gotten saved. Everything's going good and everything. And that's whenever the world starts creeping in. You start running into bills and stuff like that. And don't nobody get me wrong, because I don't think anybody here has lost their faith or anything. And you don't. But the world tries to squeeze in, and it's going to squeeze everything out of you that it can. Now, if you want this closer walk with God,
And whenever I'll talk about the walk here in a second, how close you can get. There's examples of it all the way through the Bible. But if you want that closer walk, you've got to boot out the world. You can't live of the world and of God at the same time. We live in this world, not of this world. Amen? The more of the world you kick out, and the more you let Jesus in your heart, the more you let the Holy Ghost walk in, you'll have that closer walk. And whenever I'm talking close walk, let's go back and let's look. Let's look at some of the prophets. You got Elijah. He's one of my favorites. I love preaching on Elijah. There's a man that loves God. Amen? That was an obedient man right there. That's one that gets me walking bitches right there. I get to thinking about him. But you know, he had the ability. He walked so close with God that he sat there and he watched all these priests dance around the altar and everything, and he could mock them with confidence. Hey, why don't you go wake up your God? Maybe he's on a vacation somewhere. We ain't God all day. And then was able to turn around humbly and say, Lord, show them. Boom. Amen. Y'all know the story. You go on to Elisha. Elisha was another one. You know, he seen how close Elijah walked with God. And as they were walking through, and he was walking and talking with Elijah, he asked Elijah, he said, all I want is a double portion of the Spirit that's on you. Elijah said, well, I tell you what, you see me leave this world, you'll have. Amen. Yep. He seen Elijah go off in the chariot up into heaven. He gets his cloak and he walks back to the creek. He's standing there and he's thinking, I've got the mantle of Elijah. He's looking at that creek. Alright, let's see. And he takes that old rope there and he smacks the water. He goes, where's the God of Elijah? Water's parted. Amen? Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the kind of walk you can have. People think you're funny and everything. They'll think that you're crazy, but that's okay too because you're a peculiar people. Right. You don't fit in. You're strange. You're odd, okay? You don't fit the norm because you believe in God. That kind of sounds messed up, don't you?
It is messed up.
But it's true. It's true. We're not of this world. We're in this world, not of the world. We're walking home. Amen? Walk as children of light. You come on through the Bible and everything and you see others. You see other prophets that walk with you. You hear about Jonah, you know. Old Jonah, he's kind of messed up. There's a message in that one too about the right way and the wrong way of doing things. Right ways like Elijah, you know. And Elijah, he slayed all the priests and everything, them old false idolaters and everything. Killed them all. Then he got scared and ran off. Okay? Jonah done it the other way. He got scared and run off before he even done anything. Amen? Right way and wrong way. That's a whole other message. Walk as children of light. You come on down to where John the Baptist was. John the Baptist had the spirit of Elijah in him. Talking about a close relationship with God. He was out here and he had enough faith to know he knew what he was doing was right. Amen? He had that close walk with God. He was praying. He was staying prayed up and everything. He knew that whenever he was down by the River Jordan baptizing people, he was doing something right. Amen? Alright. He's down there in the water. He's baptizing people for the remission of sin. He looks up and he sees Jesus. Spirit spoke to him and said, behold, the Lamb of God coming. That's some of the greatest words that's ever been mentioned in the history of man right there. If that don't get you on fire, something's wrong with you. Behold the Lamb of God. He had that close enough walk that he recognized the things that was of God and the things that wasn't. He was able to look the Pharisees, the ones who went to the temple daily, who walked past the holiest of holies, to look them in the eye and call them snakes and vipers. But he recognized this man named Jesus. You come on through, we all know what Jesus done and the men that walked with him. You come on through to Paul. Paul, now, he liked torturing the church and stuff like that. He loved seeing Christians stoned and stuff like that. Then he was on the road to Damascus, and there was somebody spoke to him. He knew who it was whenever they spoke.
Right.
Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Y'all with me? Y'all know the story?
Mm-hmm.
You can have this same walk. You can have this walk with God, where He walks with you and He talks with you if you just kick out the world just a little bit more. We talk about letting your light shine a little bit. Folks, let me tell you something. In this day and time, as the darkness is closing in around everybody and everything, this world is dying. It's wanting to pull you down with it. Back into the old tomb, back into the old darkness and stuff. You have Christ.
Yeah.
Y'all still with me?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't lost nobody to heaven.
Well, y'all got quiet.
This walk with God that you want, desire, the closeness you want, it takes a little bit of sacrifice on your part, but if you're booting out the world, it's not a sacrifice. It is just plain simply getting rid of the junk. Getting rid of the dead limbs off your tree so you can bear fruit. And whenever I say fruit, I'm talking about the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits that's supposed to be born in a Christian life. The very fruits that recognize one Christian to another. That you be able to stand off and not know who they are, but you recognize that God inside of you. You can see that Jesus inside of you. That love comes out of their eyes and in their talk and their speech and the way they walk. You know it. You know it here. The Holy Spirit speaks one to another. It translates for us if we just listen. And that's a big key of the walk with the Lord, is listening. Opening up our ears, booting out the old world, opening up ears a little bit. Whenever you pray, stop a second. Listen. I was the world's worst. Lord, I'm living before I come to where this is what I got to have and everything. Lord, thank you, amen. And be done. And let me tell you something. I got to wandering there for a while. It's like, Lord, have you even answered my prayers? And then I got to listen. John, slow down. Give me time to answer, boy. He'll talk to you and He'll walk with you if you trust Him. He'll open the doors that are shut. He'll shut the doors that need shut. Nobody can open. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. Folks, in this day and time, as bad as this world is getting, if you're a child of God, it's time to be free. You need to get your fruit on and come on. You know? Y'all with me? A little bit of love goes a long ways. A kind word makes a big difference in somebody's life. All it takes is just reaching out whenever somebody's down a little bit. It's like I talked about last time. It helps to have somebody reach out there and say, hey, yeah, I know you're going through something. Let's pray it out. I'm with you 100% to the end. I might not be able to help, but I'm in contact with somebody, you know, who does. Amen. I love people whose prayers get above here. Amen. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Pulling together and taking that walk with Christ a step further. Going that extra mile. Lord Jesus done it for us. The apostles done it for us. They've done it all the way up to death. They went that extra mile. It's time for us to go our extra mile. Extra mile for our children. Extra mile for our loved ones who are still lost. Extra mile for our co-workers. I'm telling you, folks, it's time. It's time we made a stand. It's time we got our fruit on and held it up there. A little bit of love goes a long ways. You want to make somebody mad that's lost? Love them. They can't stand it. They look for that thing to get mad about. You got all their ammunition away from them right there. It don't matter. I love you. What can you say to that? You don't need to love me. Get in the world out of your life. We got to work. We got to do what we got to do. We don't have to go the extra mile for the world. Go the extra mile for the Lord. Go the extra mile for your fellow Christian. Go the extra mile for that lost one down the street. Kind word goes a long ways. Extra prayer goes a long ways. Extra phone call, extra visit. It's like we talked about. In the eyes of the Lord, we're all the same. Each and every one of us. We're a child of God. And when God looks at the world, He sees two things. He sees His Son and He sees the devil. If you're lost and one of them walking dead zombies and stuff, all He's seeing death. He's looking for that light. That's what He's looking for. He moves in people's lives and He moves them to the light. Don't let anybody misunderstand. God don't make us come to Him. He laid it out there. It was our choice. For me, it was a choice either living or dying. I don't know about y'all. That was my choice. John, you can live, you can die. Your choice. It's going to happen tonight one way or the other, whether you like it or not. Which one do you want? Point blank, no sugarcoat, either heaven or hell. That's what they're faced with. If you're saved tonight, you got heaven to look forward to. Hey, it's time we brought somebody else along. Everybody says, you know, there ain't nothing greater whenever a person gets saved that even the angels in heaven rejoice. I know they rejoiced whenever I got saved. I know they rejoiced when Brother Jerry got saved, Brother Eric. All of us. Let's go that extra mile. We ain't got much further to go. This is where it counts. Folks, you can say yay or nay, or John, you're kind of crazy, which, yeah, that's the truth and everything like that. But it's like I said, you read a book, and all this is all you got left. We're winding up. We're getting close. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whenever you make that stand, and this is what I'm talking about, the Word's going to throw everything at you. I got to preach this in revival about a year ago. A couple of you may remember this. All God wants you to do is stand. That's the fight, people. That's the fight right there. He ain't asking you to go out and do a whole lot of great works or nothing like that. If He does, be obedient. But the basic Christian, to be a Christian, all He wants you to do is stand. Stand for Him and don't deny. If you deny Christ, He's going to deny you. If you'll make that stand, and you'll make that stand strong, very gates of hell cannot prevail against you. And I'm telling you, you're part of the church that will never end. Is it midnight yet? I'm just about done. I think I've got one more little spot here to go. Now, you know what I love about talking with you and everything like that? And you know, sometimes you ain't got a thought in your head. It's just amazing the things that pop out. You know? I do love the Lord. I do love the Lord. The darkness. One more time in the darkness. We talked about the zombies. So I'm going to talk to you about the vampires, since vampires are so wonderful right now. Everybody loves a vampire, right? You got to get this stuff booted out of your life. A vampire is simply something that's going to suck everything you got out of it. Their sole purpose is to bring you down. They're the ones that call at 2 o'clock in the morning drunk. Hey! Guess what? I'm drunk. Come get me. Brother, where are you at and everything? I don't know where I'm at. Come find me. I'll tell you what you do. I'll come get you whenever you get sobered up and you can tell me where you're at. I'm in a house. Come get me. Folks, I've had them phone calls. Or then other ones, you know. I'm talking to, and don't get me wrong, you need to care about people, but there's a line between caring about somebody and all somebody wants to do is just tug everything that you got in them. Their sole purpose is to take that smile off your face to where you're just like, this, I can't believe they come again. Those vampires are the jobs. I've got you. You're coming in Sunday. You're going to miss revival and everything. Whether you like it or not, if you don't like it, you're fired. All right. No problem. Don't bother me a bit. I've had that happen about 2 or 3 times now. Folks, let me tell you something. They don't know what to do whenever you're just smiling at them saying, go right ahead. I'll go someplace else at work. I can't wait.
Amen.
There's places out there, and don't get me wrong, everybody's got to work, but there's places out there that want to own you, mind, soul, and body. You're theirs. Vampires. And as we go more closer to the end, whenever I was a child, and I know Brother Jerry has went through this, it was wrong for a person to work on Sunday. Now it's the norm. Now if you want Sunday off, they look at you cross-eyed. Huh? But it's Sunday. Yeah, it's Sunday. You're supposed to be here at work. No. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's flip-flop just in the past few years.
vampires.
Those wonderful TV shows. I'm going to pick on my wife for a second because I get that set up in this one too. Those wonderful TV shows that you just can't turn off. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't get it. You get started and it makes you squint whenever they get to talking and they can't even look each other in the eye. Yeah, I'm wearing a new pair of tennis shoes that they designed that don't have no tennis shoes on. Dude, what? And you can't turn it off. You've got to... Really? Those TV shows like that that draw you in, that takes your mind off of God. They're vampires. Be careful. Am I done, Lord? A closer walk with God will get you home. Folks, He promised us peace. He promised us a place to go. He promised us there ain't going to be no bed of roses. We've got to fight, and we've got to fight for our life. And not just to fight for our life for ourselves, but for our children and our loved ones and our neighbors, the people that we don't even know. But He gave us the tools.
Thank you, Brother Jerry.
To go that extra mile. Are you willing to go that extra step? Are you willing to take that one more step to get where we need to get? If you want a closer relationship with the Lord, pray more. Turn the TV off a little bit more. Work together as a family. Don't let the vampires and the walking dead in your house. Okay? Stick together. Be a family. Pray together. Seek the Lord together. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Mean it. Let the light shine out of your house. And let me tell you something. It will. It'll hit them places of darkness. They don't like it. But it's kind of nice to see them backpedal for a little bit. Amen?
Brother Jerry, I'm going to turn it over to you. My heart is clear.
Thank you.
All right. I've got to give you a hug a little bit. Good message. Amen. Let's stand. You need to pray. Close to the wall. You know.